This call is being recorded.
Joy. I'm changing things up a little bit from what you might have read on the class of what it was going to be about, which you'll find is pretty typical of me because I always let spirit be the guide, and it usually guides me in different directions than I had initially planned. So this is what happened last night. After I went to bed, I started getting a whole bunch of new awareness on things that had happened through the day that were teaching me. And so I'm sharing with you what came through to me from all of the experience, all of the everything we talked about here that I learned that was a new aha and a new something for me. And I know when those things come that it's showing me that, you know, there's something that I was missing yesterday. And so I hope we can maybe bring that in today. And then whatever time we have after that, if there is time, then we'll go into the other material about the healing and healing the body, which we have an hour always. An hour also set aside for that in the next session. So we'll get through it. It just may be slightly different timing than originally planned. So with that being said, I want to go with the flow. That's right. And let the divine be the guide, because it always ends up much more beautiful than I could ever make it with my own thinking of what I think it should look like or my plan. So so it came to me last night that I wasn't fully understanding the eagle energy. And it was so interesting because as I was listening to the words that before we started in here, Peter used, shaman technique? Yeah. Is that what I would say? Shaman, well, I don't know the right word for it.
Opening sacred space.
So he used, with his shaman ways, he opened sacred space in this room we're in for, you know, healing and learning and everything that happens inside the sacred space. Which, if you think of that sacred space, you know, especially in a lot of Native tradition, when they say sacred space, it's usually referring back to womb energy, because the womb is the sacred space where, you know, the infant develops and is given what it needs for nourishment, and you know, so that's what they use that a lot when they're talking about sacred space, and. Anyhow, so in the sacred space, we're all, you know, developing and growing and learning, and I thought back to the eagle energy and what I was missing there, and it came to me last night that the purpose of the eagle energy, just like Peter said, if you listen to what he was saying, is to see things from a higher perspective, from a new perspective.
I like that.
Which is exactly what we're doing here today, which is exactly what our conversation was about yesterday. It's kind of thinking about things differently. And in thinking about them differently, didn't we start to see things from a different perspective?
Mm-hmm.
And so that whole thing yesterday was about this eagle energy coming in, and I was like missing that aspect of it, if that makes sense. I knew that before the session today, I felt, oh, I need to bring in eagle energy. And I didn't even really have a sense of what that meant at that time. I thought this. I was actually infusing this eagle energy into my water, not knowing why. And then the next thing that happened is when Peter opened sacred space yesterday, he turns right at me and is like, "Give it," as talking about the eagle energy, and I still didn't quite grasp it. And
she was sitting in the east, which is where the eagle energy, the eagle archetype is. Of course.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
So it was so divinely orchestrated, and this is like my higher self, like going, "Oh my gosh, this one's dead. You're gonna get us, right?" And so, because I missed the words, I'm like, "What is the eagle energy?" As he's like explaining it, and I'm still missing it. And we did the whole class, and I talked about this eagle energy, and I still didn't get what it was. And so then I realized that's what it was. It's this new perspective. It's seeing these. Can you say for them kind of what you said with the eagle ceremony, just so they kind of hear those words?
So,
it's so beautiful.
So,
this is Peter talking.
Yeah, it's
don't keep moving.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I think it's a Native American tradition, but I did learn it in Peru. You ask the eagle to allow yourself to see from that illuminated perspective high above, and that is a state of neutrality and non-judgment. Like the angels see us. And, you know, they say we need to get over ourselves because we see ourselves too personally. They don't mean it like we think that term, get over ourselves. They mean we have to get above our heads and see ourselves the same way that they see us, from perspective of pure love, pure neutrality, non-judgment. Just like Mother Earth sees us. Okay, now getting back to that state of neutrality that requesting eagle energy to give us. Eagle sits high, And so you ask Eagle to give you that gift of watching the human drama, all the trivial matters in the human drama. And then, but granting you the ability to swoop down and pick out the sacred aspects of life. And that sacred aspect might be a little bitty thing. And then swooping back up to that illuminated point of perspective and watching with a bird's eye, with an eagle perspective, that sharp perspective at everything melting away in the human drama, melting away, melting away, melting away. So you can see, actually, be awake enough to see the aspects of the human drama, I mean the spiritual gifts, and swoop down and pick those gifts up, back up to that illuminated point of perspective, and watch beneath as all the trivial matter continues.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Isn't that what we were really trying to get out of yesterday?
Yeah.
That hit me, it's like, oh my goodness, how did they miss that in this whole thing where I was talking so much and not listening enough, right?
When you
said that? Okay, whenever you guys speak up, please, you got to remember the people on the phone. So if everybody talks at once, they're not going
to
understand.
So Linda, could you wait, talk for a second, and then we'll go over to Moses. Go ahead.
What you couldn't see yesterday, I was sitting opposite you as I am right now, and then Eagle flew over the mountain.
Wow.
I saw the eagle was the bird I saw when I described what I was seeing in the, when we were activating all those different pyramids and all that. It was an eagle that I saw, and I thought, what's the United States got to do with it? It wasn't that at all.
Oh, my God.
And the bluebird.
One at a time.
Peter, one thing that I got out of what both of you said is the eagle has the higher perspective and is the one that brings it down to earth and give it to us?
No.
No, you are the eagle.
I am the eagle that, yes.
Right.
But as it brings it down, it grounds it, right? But it comes up as well. It doesn't linger here. It brings it down, but the eagles go back. It doesn't stay here in the ground. I am the eagle and I am the ground, but the eagle comes out.
Okay. Let me tell you just really quickly, if I can.
Please do.
Okay,
absolutely.
A little gift. You know, I was take my 16-year-old daughter and her friend to school every day, and they were to stay up all night, and they were groggy and all that. And
hello. Is anyone there?
I think we're muted from each other. You have to press **. I think we got cut off.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah,
I hear you, Rhea.
Hey, guys.
I hear you, Rhea.
I'm here.
Hello, my darlings. We've been cut off.
Yeah, I think we're all here, but they're not.
Right.
We're
Does someone
here,
want to text James?
Should we text James, or does anyone have a better idea?
I don't know.
I think that's a good idea.
Hi, guys. I'm going to send a text.
Can you hear me again?
I'm going to send a text to Moses.
Yes,
perfect.
Send a text to Moses. Can you hear me, sweetheart? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Rhea.
Oh, brilliant. We just went, they just said, you've been muted again. I got that. You've been muted, American voice.
Oh, I've been trying to say something. I don't know if anyone else called back, but I had to call back. We're starting to have trouble, and there was another woman. I didn't recognize her voice, but me. We're saying hello, and no one's there.
Yeah, me too, darling. I was going, cooey, hello, 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 hello. Nobody, yeah. We've just had a complete line. Who's got the... Oh, they muted me again. Every time I start speaking, I'm muted again. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, guys?
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello?
Can you hear me again?
I can hear you again.
Oh, it went off again.
We have to hit star when we get muted.
I just sent a text.
On,
can you hear me?
Yeah, go on, darling.
Yeah.
Did you send a text to James?
I just sent a text to Moses because he wanted me to keep in contact with him this weekend if they dropped off. So I'm sure he's be watching his phone, I hope.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I think they've got a bit. And every time I speak, it goes, you've been muted again. And I'm like, piss off. Let me just press the button. I'm pressing the freaking button. And I'm like, get me back.
you have to keep pressing the mute button or you keep getting cut off.
Hello? Rhea,
can you hear me?
Hello? We hear you, sweetie. Can you hear us?
I'm calling back. This is crazy.
This is crazy. Okay, so if we all come off, we'll just call back everybody. Everybody off and then dial back in. Everybody,
I did dial back in, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
We
didn't work. You dialed back in.
Oh my gosh.
I did.
Oh, no.
Somebody
can't get
just
the group.
Dialed back in, guys.
I dialed in two times.
Yeah, you just stay on the line and they'll figure it out. Send them a message telepathically. Send them a message telepathically.
Yes.
Okay. We hear you, sweetie.
Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous.
We hear you. We hear you. We've all.
Thank God.
We've all.
Okay.
This is so funny.
Can you guys all hear me?
We hear you,
darling.
We hear you.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? It's Gary. Can you hear me?
Hi, Gary.
Yes.
We can hear you.
Hi, Gary.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Gary.
Hi,
it's Sam.
Can
you hear
anyone
else?
We can hear you, sweetie.
Yeah.
This
great.
Is nuts.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've hung up and... we've called in several times, or somebody just said, I've called in twice already and it's not working, so...
Yeah,
oh.
I tried once, but it didn't work.
You tried once, it didn't work.
Send a message.
We sound like a bunch of teenagers.
You know,
all confused at a party, you know? Like, what the hell?
Little party.
That's good.
You know,
oh,
like,
my God,
little
what's
party.
Going on?
Let's go to our own little party. Well, I think if we telepathically try, I think our higher selves are trying to work on this as well. I expect our higher selves are going, poking James, going, they've gone, or somebody's poking them.
Well, then go for it, my little master.
Yeah. Okay, let's try and see if we can get a message.
Yeah,
I can telepathically communicate.
All together,
if you
kumbaya.
Can...
No, I think we should do one of the chants we learned.
I
want that printed because I can't remember any of it.
I can't
remember.
Yeah,
I
they also have it in advance.
That, it was very hard to participate. I was a little frustrated there.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a hard
I felt like
it?
A kid.
I think...
They are
going
to
put
wonderful.
It on, though, the site.
Yeah, that's great. I hope so, but they should have, James, maybe next time that's how we learn. He could send it out in advance. So we'd be able to, cause I couldn't join in. I tried, but it was ridiculous. Yeah. It was sad.
Oh, you tried.
It felt like a child trying to,
I know.
Like a child trying to imitate something that I couldn't quite hear.
Like mommy always told me, that's all that matters. Just try.
I've been up to 4 o'clock this morning.
I know. God bless you.
I really am. I must admit, I'm very, very tired. And again, I've got to go and do it again. It's now 8 o'clock here, and then I've got to try and get off to sleep. I've got three children downstairs sleeping.
I don't know
how
you
have
do
a sleepover.
It.
I'm shattered. Wow. And I've got a 4-year-old as well.
Oh.
I keep doing it for the love. For the love, baby.
Lots
it's all about the love, isn't it?
Yep, for the love.
Well, I just hope they get this gets straightened out.
I hope they give us a big hug and bring hook us back in like a fishing reel back to
I hope so. I think they certainly know that they're trying to get poked. I think right now Randy's gone off on a tangent and our higher selves are trying to get a message through, but because Randy's talking, this is what I'm right now.
I don't want to miss anything.
I know.
Oh, I know, darling.
I hope they don't go on without us.
No,
Bria, can you hear me? Hello?
I hear you, darling. Hello, darling.
Yes.
This is Karen. Can you hear me?
Hi, Karen.
Yes.
Hi, Karen. Yes.
I sent a text to Moses to let him know.
Yeah. Oh, well done, darling. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Did he respond yet?
He hasn't responded, but he asked me to keep him posted this weekend if we have phone problems, so I'm sure he should have his phone.
Yeah.
So anyway, I sent the message.
Well done, darling.
Okay.
Thank you. There's been interference on the phone. I remember yesterday there was a lot of interference. And
that was crazy.
Oh, there
that
was.
I think Thursday night was an activation. That was so cool. I swear,
It was
buzzing.
Yeah, it was different for sure. But then I noticed personally that when someone, I don't know who, got on the call or unmuted themselves is when it came through. And it wasn't like all the time. It was one particular individual, and we couldn't pinpoint it, obviously, because, you know, we weren't working on that assignment. but it was coming through somebody. But I agree with you about Thursday. It was neat.
I weren't there Thursday. I couldn't do the 4 o'clock in the morning one Thursday because I had work early and my kids early, so I couldn't be there to join. But
I missed you. I noticed your absence right away.
Yeah,
you do, don't you? It was it killed me. If I would have got, I would have to go at 4. And continue on with the children and work, and I care for a gentleman who's got Parkinson's and dementia, and he's such a sweetheart, and it's a big job, and the kids.
Who said yesterday that they understand when certain things come up and we can't make it. Like, I was extremely ill one day. I mean, I couldn't get out of bed. There was no option. So I felt really bad, but they understand when you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
That's in your best interest, you know?
Absolutely. Yes, no, they do.
Are you saying that it's 4 a.m. there when it's 8 p.m. Pacific time? Yeah.
That's right. So at the moment, it's your time 11 or 12. I have no idea, but I'll tell you what
mine
time it is. It is right now. It's 7:30 at night.
7 at night. Okay.
So you're
I'm
8
two,
hours.
I'm at 2:30.
You're
2:30.
Oh.
Yeah, me
right.
too.
Yeah.
I'm on the East Coast.
Here.
You guys are in Florida, right?
Yeah. We're the Floridians. Maybe that's what it is.
Anybody
to the east?
Nevada.
I'm Pennsylvania.
Oh, that takes care of that, Siri.
California,
Alaska.
How many of us there are that have been separated?
Ooh. Okay, let's say our names. Susan.
Eleanor.
Hello?
Is Jenny?
Can
Hello,
you hear
we
me?
Hear you.
Jenny.
We hear you.
This Susan Vander.
And
Robin.
Say your name.
Yvette.
Rhea.
Mary.
Hi.
Nina.
Mary. Six.
Dawn.
Hi. Ms.
Tom.
Seven.
Gary.
Eight.
Dawn.
Gary.
Gary.
Nine.
Carol.
I'm up
Robin.
To nine. Robin. Gary. Ten.
Yeah, a lot of
Dave.
People are
Mary
speaking
Ann.
At the same time.
I actually
Dave.
Just called back in because I didn't think you guys could hear me, but I've been hearing you all along.
That happens, and if you hit that double asterisk two times,
okay.
I think it unmutes you. I think we automatically are muted.
Oh.
Everything's like cuckoo right now, yeah.
Yeah,
isn't
because most
nuts?
Had us muted.
What do you have on your list?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, I don't have James's mobile. I don't think James has it. Just obviously he has a mobile, but I'm afraid we don't have that. He hasn't given that out. Hence why I guess why Moses is saying, here's my number and call me if there's any problems.
It's yours now.
When that
Yo,
you can
hear all
Yay.
Of our
yes.
Yes.
Hello.
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 Did I hear James?
Hello.
Yay.
Oh, yay.
Hola. Hola, que aquí.
Are we back in?
Are you guys there?
We're
yay.
Here.
Yay.
Yay.
Drew,
you
yay. Randy, you there?
Yeah. Are we going to be muted,
Sam? Randy, James, or anyone, was your higher self saying, "Cooey, we've lost you. You've lost the audience on the phone." Did anybody
we were trying
get a
to get
poke
through.
From their higher selves?
I have to say something. Listen to this. I'm hearing you guys talk. My phone is blowing air in my face.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
That's
crazy.
Wow. Weird.
That is
Whoa.
Crazy. Add to the crazy pile.
That's insane.
Right, we're back. Well done. We're back.
Now we have breathing.
James, speak into it again. Speak into it again, please. It's yes, we can hear it.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
It's breaking up.
It's breaking up.
Yeah, really,
I'm trying to repeat what you said. So.
Wow, we got some interference.
Yeah.
Serious
we did
interference.
Got interference, and it's breaking up. It's breaking, but we can actually hear a little bit.
I mean, I can hear a little bit, but
I can't
I
hear
like anything.
Up.
I
don't
hear
no,
anything.
Darn thing.
Anything.
Darn thing.
Nope. Neither. Neither.
Except James.
Is James
when,
still there?
When he came in and said, finally, or whatever.
Yeah.
We heard his voice. That's it. That's it. That is it.
I'm sorry. Say that again, please.
I only heard James
only
like
heard
once
was that him
and
in
twice.
The
confirm.
Confirm what?
This is so
feedback.
Have you been able to hear Randy?
Negative.
Did you hear Randy at all?
Can you hear me?
No.
No.
James!
Oh,
James?
Yay!
What an elimination.
We got you back, mate. We got you back, family.
Okay, hang on, everybody. They're trying to work it out.
And
yeah.
That's what I would do. We're all agreeing with that.
I'm going mute. This is nuts. I'm going to mute.
Can you hear me now?
We
yeah.
can hear you, Jay.
Yes,
yeah.
we can hear you
yes.
now. Yes.
Finally.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Is that James?
Well, we could hear him.
It was.
Yeah.
Now yeah, he was there. James!
It's really like we're camping and we're out, you know.
Right here.
That's what
they're
having.
That's the building.
Technical problems.
Any other way, so. Just when you're
Joanna!
Talking.
Hi,
Rhea!
Oh, hello, who's
oh,
that?
Is
that have to be plugged in over there?
Joanna. It sounded like Joanna.
That sounded like Joanna.
It's not going to lose that much. You're at 100%.
Okay.
That's fine.
Joanna.
Yes.
Lorelai.
Hey, everybody
there? I can't wait to meet everybody.
We apologize. Yeah.
Hey,
Is that you, Joanna?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Hello, this is Brandy Joy.
Sometimes.
Can you hear me?
Intermittently.
Hi, Randy.
Yes.
Okay, everybody be quiet then for 1 second. I just want to find out where we got cut off before. What did you not hear? What was the last thing you heard?
He was saying about 2 16-year-olds in the car driving 2 16-year-olds to his daughter.
Oh, I didn't hear that. None of it.
Okay. So what we were sharing, just to kind of give you a brief overview, is talking about the eagle and, you know, the little things we pick up, right? You got that part. So then I shared that one thing that I picked up was from I said it much more profoundly before than I'm going to share it now, but just, you know, that it was a Walmart greeter who really impacted me, who got me to see things from a new perspective, because I used to think that, you know, if I fell in everything else at life, I could always be a Walmart greeter. And that was kind of like the epitome of if everything falls apart in life or whatever, I'll just do that and I can, you know, afford my apartment. And I literally had these like thoughts when I was like in high school and if I'm not successful, it doesn't matter. I can be a Walmart greeter. And I considered that to not be successful. And the cool thing is how the universe delivered this message to me is there was a person who changed my life. I've probably spent up to $20,000, you know, learning from so-called gurus and masters of healing and, you know, manifesting and everything else. And, you know, I was putting it into action, but I wasn't really getting it. And then there was a Walmart greeter that I would see every day. And every time I came into his space, he was always joyful. He always showed up for me in a space of joy. And I literally would walk through that door and feel unconditional love from him. And acceptance. And he was being his true authentic self, living in that state of joy. And I realized that is success. That's what this life is about. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter about where you've been. It doesn't matter your story. It matters how you show up in every moment of your day, every moment that you encounter a relationship with somebody else. How do I show up? Am I going to show up as my true authentic self, or am I going to show up with all my programs and all my drama and everything else and then pass that on to everybody? Or am I going to show up as the real me whose joy, who can make a difference in the world? And he showed up in that space for me. And because of that, he literally made a shift in me like I've never had in my whole lifetime experience. It was a shift that I really saw that's what it's about. That's the purpose of life. It's just showing up authentic. He practiced every day showing up in joy. He's practicing. He's practicing on me. He practices on 500 people that walk through his door, and he just shows up in love and unconditional love for those people, every single one. I've never seen him not show up that way for people. And so because of that, I had us all hold hands, and I said, you know, because he shifted me, now I'm choosing to move in that direction too. And when I move in that direction, everybody that I'm holding hands with, meaning everyone in this entire universe, we're all quantum entangled. So as one person shifts, the entire universe shifts. So because he showed up authentic, he shifted me. Then I shift the next person that I meet, and they shift the next person that they meet. And that's ascension. That's how it happens. It happens on the inside. And that, my friends, is what a light worker is. A light worker is not someone who just shows up for meetings and says profound things and sounds like they know. Or a light worker isn't someone who, you know, channels. Those are all part of a light worker. But a light worker is really someone who just shows up authentic, shows up remembering their true God self, remembering who they truly are. And when you show up in that space, you shift entire realities. You shift entire universes. That's the space we showed up here to be, to do. To remember who we truly are and let go of all of this nonsense, all of these programs that we've brought in. Yesterday we talked a lot about programs, so I'm sorry if this is kind of new terminology, but we're going to talk about it more. Anyhow, when we are willing to let go of all of that old programming and show up as our true hue, our true God self,
that true divine essence, which that was his true divine essence. I am pretty sure after his Walmart shift, he flies home with his angel wings back to heaven, because that's all I can imagine. But you know, I'm sure he has a story just like the rest of us. I'm sure I can just feel from there he's probably had probably a difficult life, and he overcame all of that, at least from the perspective I see that he shows up for me, and he just shows up in pure joy, and he shifted my universe because of that. And I'm shifting mine towards his, because I said, I want what he has. I want to feel that. I want to be that for others. It may not be the space of a Walmart greeter, but it might. If I get bored, I'm going to be a Walmart greeter, because he has an opportunity to shift more people than I ever do in one day, right? I mean, it's truly amazing, the gift that he offers everybody that comes through that door. I told everybody, he works with probably 500 people a day. And you only get about 15 seconds with him if you're lucky. But, man, that 15 seconds can change your life if you will listen, if you will see it from a new perspective and see what lesson that 15 seconds in his presence has to offer. And that's what all of us have the potential to do in every aspect. If we are willing to show up first, working on ourselves first, becoming that authentic self first, then when we show up in that, As Marianne Williams say, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. We're opening sacred space for them to walk through as well. As long as you're staying in your programs and your drama and your whatever, that's what you're bringing people into. So when you're willing to let that go, then you give other people permission to let that go as well. Did that catch you up a little bit, I think? Okay.
Fantastic.
Anybody on the phone wants to mention about that now or about anything?
I'm right in alignment with everything you're saying, and that's exactly what I'm working. Like, let it go. There's so much joy and now to experience. Thank you.
Yes, let it be.
Yes,
go ahead,
Joanna. Hi, Joanna. It's Eleanor. I just wanted to also share the same, and you hit it spot on with eloquence and drive and love and light, and I too have come from the standpoint where we need to be the observer and open up the awareness, and because of the programming and everything that you said, people have shut down, and it is absolutely embracing in totality who we truly are and picking up and connecting with those people. And throughout the past 5 years, I hit spot on these people that come into my life and enhance it even more so, and embracing everything that you just said. It's extremely powerful, and that is how it's like the snowball going down the hill, you know, and we spread it with just so much love and joy. And having that moment, the cha-ching, and taking it all in, and then it's almost like a, I'm losing my words because there's so many, so I'm going to be quiet because obviously you've gotten the gist of it. But yes, thank you so much for sharing that in such a beautiful way, Joanna. I love you.
It's Randy, but thank
it's
you.
It was Randy.
God, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Okay,
sorry,
it's all right.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I love you too, Randy.
I love you too.
We are one.
We're all one.
Yeah. Joanna says she's flattered, so.
They do sound quite familiar. They're similar, sorry. They do sound quite similar.
We have similar
coming from the phone.
A lot of ways,
yeah. It was beautiful, Randy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, go ahead.
I also have my own versions of... I'm pretty loud.
I'll just hold it like that.
I have my own versions of people that are, to me, the Walmart guy, and they just astonish me with their love, their joy, fun, play, ease. That seems, for all purposes, like they didn't spend 20 years in personal growth and development. I mean, maybe they did, but some of them I know, and they didn't, you know. And I become astonished by that, And so for me, yeah, they are my teacher. Each one of those individuals has been my teacher, you know, at a different time. And I want to say that I add them to the list. Like, so I have had so many profound and amazing teachers. And some of them are 20 years of training, or 50 or 80. And some of them didn't even walk in a room for training ever. So to me, it's a matter of I honor them and I honor the other just as much, and it's just a miracle. Like, it doesn't. I guess I am so in the space of honoring my teacher, be it someone who's had all that training or someone who seemingly just walked in there. You know, it's just a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Love you, Lorelei.
Yeah.
Do
you want
to share? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hi, family. This is Daryl. Randy shared.
Hi, Rhea.
Hello,
hi,
sweetie.
Hey.
Love you.
Love you. Love
you, Lorelei.
Over there.
Love you, family.
Ah, we're all one. So thank you, Lorelei, for your share. There's this particular gentleman at the gas station, AMPM, just a mile away from the house, less than a mile, and he's always showed up for me with unconditional love. He always comes out of the store and greets me and shares whatever he's going through with his wife, his kids, and college, and he just shares without any restraint. And I'm just sitting here sometime in awe because I got to hurry up and trying to get gas in the car and get off to work. And he just takes time to say, hey, did you move in the house yet? And how's the kids? And how's the wife? And blah, blah, blah. And he's all, you know, talking to me like, you know, we're family. And he's done it for years consistently. And for me, he's my guru. He is my angel in earth form. And I just admire that. And thank you for what you shared, because I just got a download that the people that come into our life is a mirror of us. And somehow, when they are showing up at a high light or high vibration, that is our vibration coming back to us as an attainment of where we are in consciousness. And I saw that, and I said, so when we're seeing that light in them, it's a reflection of the light in us. That's what I'm saying.
Beautiful, absolutely.
Lovely.
Love it. Beautiful.
And I love that. I was going to say, you know, if I had gone into Walmart with all of my programs and all of my drama every time and just always in a hurry and just, you know, walk right by without ever noticing his smile at me, I would have missed that. That's that swooping down and seeing these little gifts that life offer us and then coming back and seeing it from the new perspective. So that's why when we do start to see what everything in the world has to teach us. I was telling a story yesterday about, you know, a profound teaching came to me in a golf ball I picked up off the ground. And there's all these little things, if you start looking, the universe is always teaching you, or I should say your higher self is always teaching you. It's helping you prepare to fly yourself, to become the eagle. We are in the nest right now, right? We're the eagles in the nest, which is like the womb.
Yeah.
Being taken care of. And first the egg, first you have that first compression breakthrough, which is that egg breaking open. And if you'll know, a mother doesn't ever help her baby break through that egg. And why not?
Because it'll die. Absolutely.
It'll die. It doesn't get the strength it needs from that experience, right?
Yes.
And
how
so
we learn.
It never helps, but it allows, it gives it everything it needs to be able to accomplish that on its own and develop the strength. We are in the womb, this matrix, this womb. We're given everything we need, but we're not going to be liberated from it by someone coming in and saving us from our own crap, right?
Yeah.
It's us
yeah.
learning the hard lessons in here, because that's what we came here to do. We don't break through that. We don't break that compression point until we've learned these things. So be grateful for your space, for this protection in this, and know that when the perfect time, that egg is going to hatch. And that's that ascension within. That's what happens within. It comes in stages. It might just be one little piece at a time where you kind of look out and see, oh, maybe there's more to this world than I thought, than what I can see in this little egg. You know, and everybody we come into contact with increases that awareness for us. We just learn and we grow and we grow and we grow. And when it's time, we break through the egg. And then we spend some time in the nest, right? This isn't where we're at right now. We're in this nest. We're being protected. Again, we're being fed. We're being nourished by all those around us, however they show up in different forms. But maybe we're not ready to fly yet on our own, right? Does the mother push the baby out of the nest right when it's hatched open? Mm-mm. No, go ahead, Joanne. It gives it time, right? Or actually, I think Dr. Wanda wanted to say something too. But hang on one second. Let me finish this thought so I don't miss it, and then I'll say. So it always waits. It always gives it the perfect timing. That's divine timing. Don't expect things faster to be able to manifest this in this amount of time that you chose, because that may not be the divine time for your highest good. And that higher self, you, your own mother, your own father watching down on you, is really you allowing you this experience within this womb, within this matrix, to learn all the lessons that need to be learned until you're ready. And when you're ready, you can break through. And all we're doing here is this preparation, healing these programs. We're here to heal. We're here to learn. This is the safe space, like Moses said yesterday, that we created to learn. That is what the matrix is. Okay, go ahead, Dr. Wanda.
Awesome, though. Thank you, Randy.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to add to the fact that I believe all of us have ran into that special person that, and a lot of us didn't even know it. But I actually have a special person, and she's at Fry's, and she's handicapped. And I actually really noticed it when I was going shopping for to come to this advance. And she helped me out with my groceries, and she always do. She greets everybody, and, you know, she's got a delayed speech, and she'll tell you when she's trying to get some words out, and then she says, I'm sorry. And I said, that's okay. And then she walks me out to my car, put the groceries in, and then she says, can I just give you a hug? And as she's riding the little cart back to the store, I turned around and I said, you know what? She brings joy to everybody that in that comes to the store. And I've known her being there for at least 8 years. So, I mean, she brings joy. You can hear her across the store. Ma'am, would you like some help with that? And she's just adorable. Right. So it really just dawned on me Friday when I went and looked back at her, and I said, you know, she's an amazing person. She brings joy to all these people every day, and I just noticed it. Maybe I noticed it because we were going to be on this discussion. All right.
Joanne. So what's, this is Joanna, what's showing up for me right now as I'm listening to these words of wisdom is that some of us, including myself, were taught that there's a hierarchy, that there are people above us that know more. This is a very common program running in our culture right now, and I'm a victim of it. And many people that get master's degrees and doctorate degrees and, you know, go through the system, the college system, are taught that they're better and they have more knowledge to offer their students and anybody, when in reality, that is a cultural ignorance. So for all of us, including myself, and the reason I'm sharing this is in case somebody else has that program running, all of us are messengers for each other. It's not a particular, although these are beautiful stories, it's not a particular person, it's everyone is trying to give us a message. And we just block it. This world was designed that we grow and that we learn and that we become the God that we were meant to become. God got us all that is that we were meant to become. So that if we block the message because we think that that person is below us or has a slurred speech like Dr. Wanda talked about or is the Walmart greeter, that's to our detriment. So I'm just feeling so strongly now that every time one of my kids talks to me, there's something for me to learn. Every time my husband says something to me and I want to slap him, there's something for me to learn there. Every time somebody irritates me, there's something for me to learn there. So I would like, my goal in life is to be the one that brings joy and that is of service. and that provides that space for the other person. I'm not looking for that in another person. I want to be that person. I want to be the pinnacle of joy and love and understanding and compassion. I have a long way to go, just so you know. I mean, yeah, it's a tough road.
You're all right.
You are so funny, Joanna. I love you.
We love you.
Your honesty and integrity.
Everybody raise their hands. Come on.
We love you, darling. Can I just say very quickly?
I'm gonna hand this back. Rhea, my love, I'm going to hand this back to Joy because I'm done, but I just wanted to share that because I think it's important for all of us to notice if that's our program. Okay, love you all. Here's Joy.
Love you.
God, peace.
The sky's gone orange in UK. I just want to tell you, the sky is orange. No, the sky is really orange right now.
Oh, my gosh.
This is, and my kids have just gone mad downstairs. I had to come off the phone because the sky is orange. They say, Mum, the sky is orange. The rain's coming down. The sky is orange. Guys, it's really... And there's a huge rainbow, but the sky is orange. Everywhere's orange. It's like a weird, musty, orange glow in the sky. I cannot comprehend what's happening right now. I'm talking to you guys on the phone. It's wonderful, and everything's amazing. And then the sky is orange over the UK. Something's happening, guys. I'm going to take a picture of this. Something's happening. Could be the start of the event. I don't know, but the sky is orange in the UK. This is odd.
Bring
oh, my God, I'm looking out the window.
Bring it.
This is amazing.
All right.
What time is it there?
It is nearly 8 o'clock at night, and the sky black and orange.
Orange
sky, guys. Orange sky.
Take pictures.
That's cool.
I have to tell you, something's going on in
okay.
England. Something strange. Oh my God, there's a flash. Oh my God.
Oh.
Sorry. Shh. Oh, sorry. Shh. Hear that? Wow.
Do you hear
that, guys?
Okay.
Do you hear that thunder? Oh my God, I'll come off the phone. This is sorry.
Oh yeah, we can't hear it. Anyways, I want to get back to kind of playing off of what Joanna said is, you know, these people that we've talked about, you know, they weren't the people that showed up as these master teachers. They were the people that showed up just in their being, just in their day-to-day being. And that's where we shift the world. We don't shift the world by, you know, the massive, profound things we do. We shift the world by being that person at the grocery store who says hi to another person and gives them a smile and planting that seed unconsciously that lets them know that they're lovable and accepted exactly how they are. And then go ahead
and write down, you know, if you feel that resonates with you, write down your experience and keep it in front of you and just keep bringing that forward.
Can you hear that? Did you hear that on the phone?
Not really.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me bring it closer to her.
Hi, it's Linda from Albuquerque, but here in Arizona. So my thought was, as people were speaking, I actually remembered a couple of experiences when I was a nurse and people told me that, you know, what I had said to them made a difference and they told other people, you know, like that shampoo commercial, you know, you tell two friends and they tell two friends. So, but that's what we're all going to do. So write down if you feel like you've done something and keep it in front of you and keep it in your consciousness and you'll continue being that person. Love you all.
Thank you. Can I share?
Yes.
When I was talking before, I used to work at hospice as a nurse, and I live 30 miles from the Gulf of Mexico, and there's swamp where I live, and they had a person who was dying, and she was called the Swamp Lady because she knew so much about the swamp that she would just go out, and the story was that what I realized was that if she had a dollar, she would give you 50 cents, and so it's kind of funny because as I was admitting her son had a pet nutria rat, and this nutria rat was on the table, and I was moving the nutria rat away while I was writing and it was a pet anyway, but that's how gentle her and her son were. Now she and let me go to another person that I worked with. When I walked into this shack, this is another patient. When I walked into this shack, first of all, I was judging the shack, and then I walked in, and I shifted. and the energy in there was incredible. And she was sitting there in silence. And at that point, let me back up. At that point, I was, like I was saying, I was rushing to do my work at hospice so that I could rush to go do a Shambhala meditation at a church called St. Bernard's, rushing down this busy street called Johnson Street, being pissed off at the people, you know, while I was going to meditation, okay? While I was trying to get it. And I walked into this house, and I realized that this person had it. She didn't have a penny to her name. All of her children had it, unquote. And it's giving me rushes just saying, just going back to it. But they were so peaceful and so generous. And so this is what, on a side note, this is what she did. Her husband died at a young age, and she would get up and work in the fields from 4 until 7, and then wake all the kids up, get them to school, get them fed and everything, get them to school, and then go back in the fields and work. And then at 3 o'clock, come back, get the kids all set up and yada, yada, and then go back into the fields until it got dark working. And I believe she was working behind a plow, you know. And but she was so connected, and she had it. And I went, you know, we were going to this church and philosophizing on all these books and just intellectualizing. It was bullshit, really.
You know? True.
And it was such a waste of time. But because I was awake, I could see that this swamp lady and this other person had it, and I wanted that. And they were showing up in their authenticity.
And
thank
that
you.
From the
beautiful.
Don't you love how it just shows up in the most unexpected ways? In the way I would have judged as a person that failed is a person I realized was the one who really succeeded. I mean, the irony of it is just so profound, and the teaching of it is just like, wow. That is, and same thing, the one that we judge, that we take that immediate judgment, we, you know, and teach, ends up being our greatest teacher. Mm-hmm. That's how it is when we're willing to be open to everything that's out there for us to learn from.
But we also want to be careful not to judge all those people in a process, try to see whatever they see by that.
I can't hear her. Hey, hang on. Sorry.
When we have this conversation, we also have to be a little bit careful that we're also not judging all the people in a process, you know, and they're out there in their churches or their courses or their spiritual groups, and they're having discussions and they're trying to find their way to some place. So it's not like I don't want to give them that bullshit label, you know, because they're also in a process, but being honoring of the process, and you're right, it can show up in the most amazing ways from a place you would never have expected it. My place was Costa Rica, and we went to Costa Rica, and we were all swooped up in, you know, this world over here. And we go over there, and they don't have, literally, to all we could see, a dime. But they are happy. Mm-hmm. They have horses and cows. They don't have any houses. They have outhouses. But they're so happy. And my husband and I, and my husband was this unbelievable, amazing spirit who also got taken down, though, by an alcohol addiction, but such a loving, profound spirit. And we both came back from that trip, and we looked at each other, and we go, we are just really upside down on how we think about, you know, what's important in this world. So, yeah, that's it. Just bringing not judgment both sides.
Yeah. And in all of that, I think everything we see is reflecting around us in whatever way, whatever form it shows up. Really, it's everything we already need is already within us. So everyone that is a piece of this is helping unlock who we already are, what is already inside of us. I don't have to become him, the Walmart greeter, but I realize that's already within me. He just gave me eyes to see that, to open that potential for me. So, and I think that's what, no matter where, like, so whatever form it is, if it's, if it's going to Bali, if it's doing whatever it takes for you to find that. For me, I don't regret any of the $20,000 I spent on all the things. A lot of it was bullshit, to be honest. It really was, but it still unlocked me to be open to what really mattered. And it was just a piece. It was one key to a bigger door, And the biggest door for me so far in my life, that doesn't mean there's not a bigger one, was the Walmart greeter. But each one was important, every step.
And I keep hearing over and over here, as everybody's been talking, and they say this all the time, for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. So if you go into a store or whatever it is, and you're open to what's being presented to you, what's being taught to you in whatever way it is, then you do have the eyes to see, ears to hear in that moment.
And that's what it's all about, is that moment, isn't it? Isn't it always the moment to moment? That's where joy is created. It's not created when we reach some achievement we think we're getting to. It's not created sometime in the future. It's created right here, right now, in this moment, in every moment that we experience. In every moment that we choose to, in every moment that we choose to experience it, that is opening the heart chakra. That is coming to that higher awareness that it's just a choice. Life doesn't have to change for you to find that neutrality that can lead to that joy within, to unlock that potential. And if you, not to go into scripture, but there is a scripture that talks about joy. And what is it? Scripture? Men are that they might have joy?
Yeah.
Nobody knows that scripture?
What?
Yeah.
Someone Google it for me. The scripture, just Google men are that they might have joy. We do. I have regular internet. Just Google men are that they might have joy. And let's read the full scripture because it's a cool one. So I think it's a profound.
I didn't know
there was two. It might be that. He made the whole scripture.
I think
so. Did you find it?
What is it?
Men are that they may have joy.
I'll read it.
Where men, huh?
Go, Rita.
That's right.
It's
a lyric. It's a song.
Oh, yeah, NFL that men might be. Go ahead.
Oh, it's from Nephi. That's not in every Bible.
Oh, it's in Nephi?
It's not in every Bible.
This is,
sorry, I didn't realize that was the Bible.
Can I quote it? Okay, it says, Adam failed that men might be, and men are that they might have joy. And that second.
Okay,
225. So that's
falling into those lower chakras, falling into the illusion, falling into the matrix. Okay, that's the fall. That's what we call the fall from whatever it is. But really, when we fell, what did we do? We remembered. That's coming back up. It's that remembering. It's seeing all of this, everything around us in this illusion experience is to bring us back to a space where we might have joy, to see that all of this was for our joy, for our experience, for our growth. And you can find joy in that in every single day that you get to experience anything within this illusion. And that is ascension. That is what we are doing, is finding that space. And there is within each of us that compression breakthrough moment where it's just like, aha. And we get it. We still have to practice it every day, right? That doesn't mean we stop practicing. It's not like, oh, suddenly I'm a bird, so I stop flying, right? It's like now you actually begin to fly. You really begin to soar. That's when you reach that eaglehood where it's like, I went through this hard stuff. Now I get to soar. But as I soar, I still swoop down in every moment to pick up these little things that life is teaching me with every person I experience, no matter if they're the homeless person on the street or the guru who knows it all, whatever. It's about the moments and the lessons and the little joy we have. Maybe it's just sitting and taking time to play with our kids on the ground and finding joy in that moment. Dr. Wanda wants to share.
Yeah.
you know, sometimes that joy comes a different way. And I remember I probably might have been around 20. And I had a group of people. I was talking to them. They actually were family members. They all passed away. But I was talking about reincarnation. I was just trying to wake my family up that when you die, you're not dead. You take on a new suit of clothes. And I was given this parable about the caterpillar, and it goes up the tree, and you see this cocoon, and then you see this hole, and you say, oh, the poor caterpillar has died. And I says, but no, it didn't die. There's a hole there. And out of that hole came a beautiful butterfly. Well, most of these people in the room were saying that, there's no such thing. When people die, they're dead. They're dead. They're gone. But there was this old Indian lady, and she was actually one of my in-laws. I had just gotten married to my husband, and I think I might have had one or two of my kids. But the joy that was brought to me came from this old Indian lady. And she was sitting there in that rocking chair listening to that story about reincarnation. And then all of a sudden she whispered to me, she said, you are the most beautiful daughter in this family. And I'm like saying, no, 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 no. But it carried a long way inside of me because I began to think, hey, I must be beautiful. She must be seeing something that I haven't seen yet. So to end this story, I still have that picture of her and that joy from her. But I had told her I'd be back to see her, and she says, I won't be here. And even just, I guess, a couple of months later, it was New Year's Eve. My husband and I always went out for New Year's, you know, to bring in the new year. And I didn't feel like going that night. He kept saying, just go for a moment. So I finally said, okay. But soon as it struck midnight, he's trying to kiss me, and I'm running out the door. I got home, and I laid down, and you know the butterfly story? And I had told everybody in that room, because they said, where's your proof? I said, I have no proof. I said, but when you make that transition, you will know that what I said today is true. Well, this little old lady, Indian lady, died on the night of that New Year's Eve, and I woke up with butterflies around my neck. I said, butterflies, butterflies, butterflies. And my husband, that was his grandmother, and he says, what? What's going on? I said, there's butterflies everywhere. And he got a knock on the door because we didn't have a phone, and they told him that his grandmother had just passed. So I just wanted to say that sometimes that joy comes a different kind of way, you know, and it's still with me today. I didn't know where she saw the beauty because I saw a whole bunch of beautiful people in that family that I thought would look way better than me. So she was not looking at physical. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Anybody on the phone like to share?
Thank you, Juan.
I just wanted to say really quick, there's tons I want to share, and there's not enough time to listen to me, but I did make an observation, and I'm not quite sure that I swear twice I heard Zora chuckle. And unless somebody, it's feeding back. Unless somebody sounds just like him, there's two times distinctly I heard his laugh. And the
Who's
last
laugh?
One was when Zora.
Oh, Zora.
Yeah. So it'd be cool if he was listening in with us, but I just, unless someone sounds just like him, he just might be listening in. I just wanted to say that.
Cool. Any other comments? Thank you for sharing that. Anything else anybody wants to share?
This is Brianne in California.
Hello.
Hi. This happened to me. You know, my higher self is coming in more, and I get messages. So anyway, I was at the ATM yesterday gassing up, and there's usually nobody there sitting there asking for money, no signs or anything. But anyway, I drove out, and I'm thinking about them, and I go about half a block down, and I said, I heard, they're your brothers, brother, sister, you know. So there was a woman and a man, and there was no doubt about it. I turned around, came back in. I wasn't sure they were together, so I said, are you guys together? And they still never got a clear message, so I gave them each some money, and they were so happy about it. You know, their faces were burnt by the sun. They looked, they needed water, and they had beautiful, bright eyes, right? And there was this recognition that I am their brother. We both got that connection. And the man said, Christian woman, Christian woman. He said it a couple times. He said, Christian woman, Christian woman. You know, thank you, Christian woman, Christian woman. And I just smiled at them, looked at their eyes, and then I had to turn around, come back again to get out of there, and they waved at me. I asked them where they were going, too. I said, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you headed, you know? I usually ask them that. And he goes, we got moved downtown. We can't be there. You know, the police were after him. And they had to move from one place to the other for a safe place. And that was my experience. And I was following my Holy Spirit. I mean, you know, my holy higher self. That's what I was supposed to do at a particular time. And I wished them well on their journey. But
cool.
Good luck.
Thank you for sharing. Well, I just want to close with one of my favorite poems that also has had an impact on my life. I'm sure many of you have heard it. It's a common one, but I think there's a lot of profoundness in it. And it's called Our Greatest Fear by Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within you, that is in all of us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So, thank you all.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
That's great. The eagle has landed. Okay, everybody, we're at a point where we're going to end up here, and thank you all for joining us, and thank you so much, Randy, Joy, for bringing all this joy and things to think about and ponder. Certainly, you know, we never know where our lessons are going to come from. And as people have been talking about, you know, lessons are coming from everywhere. And I don't know if you heard me earlier, but I did bring up, maybe it was when we got cut off, but there was a guy by the name of Dan Millman. Some of you may know who he was. He was an Olympic gymnast. And one day he was walking. And this is a true story, by the way. He was walking along, near his house, and he was walking by a gas station, and he saw this guy at this gas station, just there, gas station attendant, and he turned away for a second, and then he looked back about 5 seconds later, and the guy was up on top of the roof. And he wondered, how did he get up there so fast? And he went around looking for a ladder and everything and didn't see a ladder anywhere. And even if there was a ladder, he couldn't have gotten up there that fast. So I don't know if he went right there then or if he went back the next day. I can't remember the exact story. But he did wind up meeting this guy. And this guy wound up teaching him so many different things over a period of time. He would go back to this gas station, and the guy would have another lesson for him, and on and on and on. And at one point, the guy, his name was Socrates. He called him Socrates. At one point, Socrates said, are you still going on this this journey that you're about to take, this car journey. And he said, well, yeah, I'm going to go. And Socrates said, well, what will be, and that's all. And next thing you know, Dan Millman goes off, has a car accident, a horrible car accident, not crippled, but he can never do Olympics again. And it changed his entire life because he went on and wrote several books after that. The first book was Way of the Peaceful Warrior. And it's all about his life from that point on with meeting Socrates and how Socrates taught him so many different things. And he was just a gas station attendant. It turned out at the end, it was intimated anyway at the end, that Socrates was his higher self that had appeared to him and had worked with him and everything. So, again, you never know where it's going to come from. But,
wow. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a great book. Yep.
Yes, there's another book, The Way We Were Born to Live. He actually had several books. Yeah. Joanna swears by that, The Way We Were Born to Live. The Life That We Were Born to Live. The Life That We Were Born to Live, yes. Okay. Anyway, thank you again for joining us. We so appreciate everybody and hope you're getting everything that you planned on getting from this. And if not, well, oh well, you know, what will be, will be.
We're getting a lot
we just have to be in the moment, right?
Thank you. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Awesome. Then we're back on again at what time? No.
2:30.
Is it 2:00? Okay, we're back on at 2:00. Hold on.
Okay, it said 2:30.
We're back on at 2:30, and Randy will, Joy will bring some more amazing information and understandings to us. And then again, we're on tonight at 8:00. But I'll just be on with us at both of those times, and. We got all. I know there's amazing stuff still planned ahead. So, as the one who serves always says, get ready. Keep those seat belts fastened because things are going to get pretty rocky. So,
looking forward to it.
Parachuting.
James,
thank you.
Blue, Sarah.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks, Randy.
James. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, all.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
See you
later.
Bye.